Sophie Carmen Eckhardt Gramaté was a composer-pianist. She was born in Moscow in 1899. Her mother, a piano student of Anton and Nicholas Rubinstein, worked as governess in the Tolstoy household. As an infant, Sophie was placed with foster parents in England for 4 years before her mother took her to Paris and began to teach her the piano. By age 6, she was composing her first piano pieces, and by the time she was 11, her Étude de Concert was published. She studied both piano and violin at the Paris Conservatoire and started touring at age 11, playing both instruments in Paris, Geneva, and Berlin. She moved to Berlin when she was 15, and by the time she was 20, she was performing concertos on both violin and piano, as well as becoming increasingly drawn towards composition. She married the Expressionist painter Walter Gramaté in 1920. The couple spent a couple of years in Spain, where Pablo Casals became her mentor. In 1925, she went on a concert tour as duo pianist with Edwin Fischer. After the death of her husband in 1929, she toured the United States, performing to critical acclaim her compositions for piano and violin with Leopold Stokowski in Philadelphia and Friedrich Stock in Chicago. She gave up her performing career in 1930 to devote herself to composition. In 1934, Gramaté married the art historian Ferdinand Eckhardt. She lived in Berlin, Vienna, and finally Winnipeg. In 1974, she was the first Canadian composer to receive the Diplôme d'Honneur of the Canadian Conference of the Arts. We're going to listen to Marcantes Stück, composed in 1948. It won a prize administered by the Society of Friends of Music in Vienna and was premiered there 4 years later with the composer and Hans Weber on piano. Based on her first piano concerto, this piece exploits the virtuosic passages of the third movement, reworking them for two pianos. The composer herself wrote the transcription. "This very witty piece for piano," she writes, "difficult but effective, is characterized by its choice of themes, grotesque yet full of substance." We'll hear the premiere performance now with the Vienna Symphony Orchestra conducted by Wilhelm Schuchter.